So during the diligence, the deal teams, obviously, they own that investment. It's their responsibility to execute that investment. I believe that, getting the operating partners engaged early in the process is critical. And the reason is that, you're giving that opportunity to the operating partner to start building that relationship with the management team. In the end, if the deal is completed, right, the operating partner will be working very close with the management team. So starting early to build that relationship and trust is critical for, continuity post-investment. In addition to that, bringing the operating partners into the investment process will facilitate the identification of, potential areas that are more risky or concerning on that organization. And the operating partners with their, sector or functional expertise can actually leverage specific third-party providers to, execute the diligence on the areas that they feel to be of most concerning for that investment. Absolutely. So bringing operating partners early in the process, in addition to help them build the relationship and trust with the management team, what I've seen is, they drive that process much faster. And again, by identifying specific areas that need to be analyzed in more detail, it facilitates so that we don't have to take a pretty broad approach in analyzing a company. One example of the role of the operating partner, which I was deeply involved in, was during an investment in a data center business. So we're looking at this data center business, and I was working directly with the deal team to evaluate that, that company. And, through my discussions with the organization, we were able to identify, a specific boutique consulting firm that could actually help us to diligence the operations of that data center management company. And, without that having that expertise and that knowledge of what was really needed to diligence on that process, most probably, we would take in a broad approach in bringing a large consulting firm to just take it as, as any other company. Then post-investment, a lab company where, the goal of the business was to obviously process, a largest number of labs tests as possible. And the initial, metric was to increase that number of lab tests. And, and working with the team, we actually together figured out that actually the biggest constraint of that company was the logistics in terms of picking up samples and taking to the lab. Wasn't really as much as, increasing the number of tests, but really how do you optimize the logistics?